Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and we'll see how far we get in Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Maybe we'll try to cover as Lamed Beis, and we'll get a, because we have, like Dr. Anson pointed out, we do have two blat to make up this week. Okay, the Gavri Hecha Mibdiki, where do men get checked? It says that women, if they during childbirth, they get you know they go through the bedika whether or not they kept the mitzvahs. Where do men get the bedika? Amar Yesh Lakish B'shasha Over Mal Gesher, when they pass on a bridge. The Gemara says Gesher V'sulai only when they pass on a bridge. Emor Kein Gesher. Anytime they go in a dangerous situation, they go to business in a dangerous situation, whenever it is, and they need a nace to get them out. Rav, the Gemara says Loi Over B'Mavra the Yosef Bei Oved Kechavim. He did not pass on a boat that a non-Jew was on. Amar, he said, "Dilma mifkid le din al ale." Perhaps this non-Jew has a din on him. Umit fazida bahadei, and he's going to get hit, and I will not have enough zuchusim to get me out of his din. Shmuel held the opposite. Loy over ela b'maver to ispei avir kachavim. He only passed on a bridge on a ship that had a non-Jew on it. Because Amar satana betray umay lo yishalat. The satan is not going to have authority over two different umays. It's much more difficult to have authority on two different umays. And therefore, fakert, the more the merrier, and will be protected. Rabbi Yanai badik v'avar. Rabbi Yanai, before he went on a ship, he used to check it to make sure there was no holes. He didn't rely on other people with regards to his life. Rabbi Yanai l'tameid, amr lo'ilam al yamid adam bimkayim sakana. A person should not step into a makam sakana. Lo'imar to say, she'oysen lo'ines, that they'll do a miracle for me. Shema ein'oysen lo'ines, perhaps they won't do a miracle. V'im oysen lo'ines, and if they do, menakin lo'im z'chu yosef, then they'll erase, they'll minus from his z'chusim. Amr Rabbi Chanan Maikra, what does the pasuk say? Katointi, mikol ha'chalso dimim mikol ha'emes. This is by Yaakov Avinu. I became small because of all the chesedim and all the things that you did. So maybe I don't have any more zuchusim because you did so many miracles for me already. Reb Zera, b'yomid deshuta on a day that there was a very strong winds, loynafik lebeni dikli. He did not walk amongst palm trees because he was scared that maybe a coconut would fall on his head or other things. Amar Rav Yitzchak Breider of Yehuda. La'ilum yivakish adam rachamim shelo yechel. A person should always ask Hashem that he shouldn't get sick, because she'im yechel, if he does get sick, armim lo yehavei zuchus v'yipater. It's harder to get out of the bad situation. So part of a person's tefillah should be that he doesn't get in the bad situation, because in order to get out of it, you need more zuchusim. An ounce of prevention is a pound of cure. Amar Mar Ugva Maikra ki yipol hanoifel mimenu. Mimenu lahavi raya. When the person... when the person who falls on from the guy's roof, when he falls, mimenu, it's the word mimenu, we're dashing it, that if you want to avoid that situation, it's mimenu lahavi raya. You got to get out of that. It's up to you to get out of a hard situation with zechusim and whatnot. One of the most famous and common gemaras there is, that it says that if a person dies, that was going to happen. This is talking about making a mica on your roof. It says, make a mica on your roof, because otherwise the faller will fall from your roof. It says, this guy was supposed to fall from the beginning of time. That was his destined time to die. He did not yet fall. And nevertheless, the Torah calls him the faller. So this guy was going to fall. And if he's not going to fall from your roof, he'll fall from somebody else's roof. Ella, since you don't have a mica and you're not being careful, Hashem's going to cause that you're the one who made him die. So therefore, you have to make sure, but this is very, very calming for anybody to know that anything that happens, a person is, I'm saying this is a famous aside, but a person was, a person rolled over her own child. She was sleeping with a child in her bed, and she rolled over her own child and she killed her child. And she was obviously living with intense, not only grief, but much worse. I'm saying in this case, it's much worse. She had guilt, and she wasn't able to live with herself. It's not very, it's like people don't recover from, from children who die. But this one was much worse, because she was the one who literally caused it. So somebody went to be Menachem Aval, and he was saying to her, listen, this child was going to die that day. You could take it or you could leave it. Some people, when I say over this story, hate this story. But the Rav said, listen, this child was going to die anyways. He said over this Gemara. The Noifel, this child was going to die anyways. He was just helping her guilt, not her grief. This child was going to die anyways. The fact that it came through you just means that you had some things to work on. But you don't have to say like, oh, if it wasn't for this person, he wouldn't have died. The kid was going to die anyways. And now we just have to get over the grief, not the guilt. It's, In some ways, if we're not attached to the story, then it's a calming story. These things are going to happen. A person gets a ticket, you're going to lose the money anyways. If you're not here, a different way. So, person, you know, I should have done this, I should have done that. All these things are going to happen anyways.
The story to Pesach. The Pesach story, you know, it's about, you know, that they were supposed to be in bondage. So Paro said, I was just fulfilling it,
right.
But you didn't have to be the one that did it.
Exactly. Very good. Good sushtam. Yeah. Okay. Tan Rabbanan Misha Chalav Enat Olamo. Somebody who's sick and he's about to die. Armim La, you tell him he's vade. Du vidui. Shekein Kolam Umsim is vaden. All people who were getting killed, they say vidui. Okay. I don't know why that's a good thing to say to a person who's sick. I thought I remember this Gemara slightly different. I thought I remember them telling him not that you're going to die, it's just that everybody does it. Okay. Adam yaitzi l'shuk, if a person goes into the marketplace, yehidoyme ba'enav kemishin nimsel l'saradiyat. Now this actually, Gemara, it's very interesting that it's coming up here. I was thinking about this in the past couple weeks, this Gemara. When a person goes to the shuk, he should imagine that he's going to a police station to get judged. To a judge, to get judged. So therefore, he should ask Hashem. In other words, a person should realize that when he goes to a shuk, it's a serious situation. You never know what can happen in a shuk. So I was thinking about this the past couple weeks. You know, anytime you go to Jewel, it's not a simple situation. Who knows if you're going to come out or not. So therefore, so when a person goes to a shuk, he should realize that there's minute microbes in the air, and you never know what you're picking up. So therefore, you have to go ahead and daven that you should just realize the situation. Chash b'roish, a person has a headache. Yehidoyim b'enav kimishinas nu b'kular. You should realize that it's as if you're being put into chains. A person is being put into chains. And therefore, it's again not a simple situation. Chayru, this doesn't mean a regular Shabbos afternoon headache because of lack of caffeine. This means a headache that he doesn't know where it is. If a person has to, he gets so sick that he falls into bed, he can't get out of bed. He has to realize that his situation is very serious, and that he says if he is being put on a platform to be judged, lidan. Because if you go onto a platform to get judged, if you have a lot of defenders, nitzel, you get saved. Imlav, ain't nitzel, and if not, you won't get saved. The Elohim Brak Lidin Shal Adam and the following are defenders of people. Chuvo Maisim Tevim. Vafilutesha Meis Vitisha Vitisha. Oh, another Gemara that I use all the time. Even 999 Melamdim Alav Chayva. A person, even if he has 999 Melachim against him. The Echad Melamed Alav Zchus. And one person who is Melamed Zchus, Nitzel Hashem, could use that 1,000%. To save him. Even if a person has one malach defending him from 1,000, Hashem should redeem him. So this is a good Gemara to know when asking for mercy. Even if a person has 999 malach and bad, and one malach which not 0.01 of it is good, that's also enough of his chos. Nitzel, shenemar meleitz achar minei elef, which is mashma, that the malach himself is only one in a thousand. Tan Rabbanan al sholosh averus nashim meisas yoldos. Some say that it means when they're giving birth. Rabbi Lezer amar nashim meisas yoldos, when they're children. Rabbi Acha amar be'avayin she, because of three averus. Which three averus? Is a different brayzen than our Mishnah. Be'avayin she mechab soyaz b'nehem b'shabbos. That they washed their kids' clothes on Shabbos. Apparently, it was a big problem back then. Nowadays, we have diapers, so it's not so much of a problem anymore. But back then, when they used to not have diapers, apparently the women were very lax in this Isur D'oraisa of Malabin, and that would include, by the way, wetting any clothing. If a person goes ahead and gets wet, dirty, so he wets it, that's an Isur D'oraisa. It's one of the, unfortunately, few malachas that are... It's interesting, the Gemara says, even back in the Gemara times, it's one of the few melachas that people really don't know about Shabbos. Just wetting your clothes is an Isur D'oraisa, if your intent is to clean it. V'yesh Eimrim al Shekorin la'aron ha'kodesh arna. They call aron ha'kodesh, like just the cupboard, the closet, whatever. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Emer ba'avayin shnei dvarim amei haaretz es meisim because of two different sins amaratzim die. Al shikar in the arna kodesh arna ba'al shikar in the basic kness is beisam. They not derogatively, but refer to the shul like that. But they, yeah, it's just a gathering place. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Emer shloisha bidkei misa nivra u'beisha. Three types of bidkei misa. Three averas that are checked by a woman when she goes through a shastakana. So it's bidke, like it checks her. But amila shleisha divke misa, that it's medabik to her. And nida chalav adlaka zener. Chada k'rabi elazar v'chada k'rabanan. The one who says that...
What does medabik mean?
Medabik means it sticks to her. So, and it brings her misa before the correct time. The one who says divke misa holds like Karebi Elazar, who says that divke misa, who says that yulades when they're kids, because it doesn't have anything to do with bidke. The chad the karabanan, and the other one is a test. Only when she goes through a test does she have this nisayon bidke misa. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Hilchos Hektish, the Hilchos of Hektish, and Trumas and Meisters, Hain Gufei Tyra. These are the ikur part of Tyra. And nevertheless, the Nimsaru La Ameharetz. And nevertheless, the Ameratzim are the ones who deal with it the most. They're the ones who have to deal with the Trumas and the Meisters and all these things. Okay, Tanya Rabbi Nasan Omer Ba'avoy Nidarim Mesa Isha Shel Adam. Because of violating Hilchos Nedarim and not listening to Nedarim, a person's wife dies. Shenemar im ein l'chal l'shalim. If you don't have what to pay, lama yikach mishkavcha mitachtecha. Why are they taking your bed from under you? And they understand this to be the wife. Rabbi Omer ba'avoy Nedarim banim meisim kishein ketanim. A person's children die when they're ketanim. Shenemar al titein espicha la'achti es besarecha. Don't give your mouth to cause your besarecha, your in this case, your children, to die. Al tamer l'fnei amal kishgagahi. Don't say that it was a mistake. Lama yiktif elikim al kalecha v'chibel al ma'isi yadecha, and destroy your children. Eiz ein ma'isi yadav shal adam. What's considered the products of a person? Avi oimer banav u'benaisav shal adam. The kids and his sons and daughters. Tanra, I guess we'll go till 7. We'll go to 7 and then we'll see whatever happens at 7. Tan Rabbanan ba'avoy nedarim, in the sin of nedarim, banim emesim, a person's children die. Devi Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Nasi Eimer, ba'avoy bitl teira. They die because of the sin of bitl teira. Bishlam, the man da'amar ba'avoy nedarim, kedamar, and that pasuk like we said. El man da'amar ba'avoy bitl teira, according to the one who says, because of the sin of bitl teira, Mikra, what's the pasuk? Says the Gemara, the siv, l'shavi kisi es b'nechem. It was for nothing that I hit your kids, says Hashem. Musa l'lakachu, they didn't take musar. Or you could say, "L'shavik yisus b'nechem," that I hit your kids for nothing. Musa le'lakachu. Oh, I did it because you didn't take musar. Reb Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar l'man d'amar ba'avoy nedarim na'me mihacha. L'shav yisus b'nechem. That other man d'amar is also coming from here. He means l'shav. It was for al iske shav, for iske like shvua shav and things like that, for iske of taking oaths for nothing. Mechti says the Gemara, Rabbi Huda Hanasi, Haini Rabbi. Rabbi ba'avoy nedarim kamar. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is Rabbi. It's just another name for him. So he said earlier ba'avoy nedarim. So the Gemara says barzad shamim Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, he retracted after he heard a different explanation from Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon that it was ba'avoy nedarim. But originally he said because of Tyra. Rabbi Huda Anasi eventually said because of Bittel Taira, and then he switched over to Nedarim after he heard from Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Pligi bar Rabbi Chia bar Abba Rabbi Yosi. Chada Amar ba'avoyin mezuzah, v'chada Amar ba'avoyin Bittel Taira. Lamanda Amar ba'avoyin mezuzah, the one who says that a person's children die because of mezuzah. What? That a person's children die. L'manda amar ba'avoyin mezuzah, because of the one who says because of the mezuzah, it's because he darshens the pasuk l'man yirbu yameichem v'yimei v'neichem, so that you should have a long life. And what is l'man yirbu? The pasuk before that talked about uchsavtam am mezuzah is beisecho v'sharecha. So if a person doesn't do mezuzahs, then he will not have yirbu yameichem v'yimei v'neichem. The pasuk is darshan to the item right before it, v'loy lefnei fanav, but not the two items before it, which is ulimadatim ha'samas b'neichem l'daber bam. You should learn Torah with your children. However, the one who says that it's for bittul Torah, l'man da'amar b'avayin bittul Torah, mikra nidrash lefanav ulefnei fanav. When this pasuk says l'man yirbu yimeichem, it wasn't only going on mezuzah; it was going on the pasuk two pasukim before it, which was ulimadatim ha'samas b'neichem. L'daber bam, to speak in Torah. Pligi bar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, the Zemachlekes, Chad Amar ba'avayin mezuzah, v'chad Amar ba'avayin tzitzis. Says the Gemara, Bishlam l'man da'amar ba'avayin mezuzah, as it says, d'chsiv v'chsavtem al mezuzah is beisecha, like we just said. And it says right afterwards, d'chsiv v'asrei l'man yirbu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem. El l'man da'amar ba'avayin tzitzis, but according to the one who says that it's because of the Avera of tzitzis, my time, what is the reasoning for this? For where do you see tzitzis have to do with a person's kids' lives? Amar of Kahana v'itemer of v'itemer Shila Mari, d'chsiv, it states in the pasuk, gam b'knafayich nimtzu dam nefashis avyoinim nikiyim. On the corners of your garments, you will find the blood of poor, innocent people. Who is that? A person's children, because he doesn't mimakben in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Rav Nechem v'yitzchak amar l'man da'amar ba'avayin mezuzah na'amei hacha. That's another, even the one who says mezuzah is also from that pasuk. Because the very next words in that pasuk say, Loi b'machteres mitza'asim. She'osu p'tachim k'machteres. They made their doorways like a Pesach. They made their doorways like a Pesach. They made their doorways like a machteres, like a cave. In other words, it didn't have a mezuzah. So that's also why there's the blood of those poor, innocent people. Whoever is makbid on mitzvahs of tzitzis, he's zoicha, that in the next world he will have 2,800 servants. There will be 10 people from every one of the languages of the Goyim. Now, there's 70 languages of the Goyim, so 10 times 70 is 2... 8. Oh. No, so it's 10 times 70. So it's 2,800. There you go. And they will grab onto the corner, the cloaks of the people, to say, let us go with them. Okay? The Gemara brings down a simon for the next couple of Gemaras.
It's 10 times 70, 700.
No, it's 10 times, it's it's 700 times, yeah, because each you have your garments, and then each garment has four corners. So it is 700 times 4. 700 times 4 is 2,800. Simon. Simon is Sana, Chala, Truma, Nigzelas, Dina, Shvuah, Shifuchta, Gilusa, and Navlusa. So that's a simon for the upcoming Averis that the Gemara is going to discuss. Let's get to the bottom of the Amar Tanya, Rabbi Nechemiah, Amar Ba'avoin Sin Aschinim, because of the sin of baseless hatred, Meriva, Rava, B'teich Beisai Shal Adam. A person will have fights in his own house. He won't have great Shalom Bayis. V'ishtoi Mapelis Nephalim, and his wife will have miscarriages, Ubanov Banaisov shall Adam Mason Kishen Ktanim, and his children will die. Mida Kinegan Mida, that he causes fights with other people. Rabbi Lazar Rehuda, Imer Ba'avayin Chala, because of the sin of not taking up Chala, Ein Bracha Ba'makunas, he will not have a Bracha in his Oitzris. Umeirim Mishtalachas Besha'arim, and a curse will be sent in the economy. Zoyrim Zoyrim, people will plant things, Va'achirim Oichlin, and other people will eat it. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Afani es ezoyis lochem, I will do this to you, v'ifkadete elechem behola. And Hashem says, and I will be bringing unto you behola, confusion, es hashachefes, ves hakadachas, mechalas einayim, medivas nefesh, uzuratim lorik, you will zarechem, you will plant for nothing, v'achlu aivechem, and your enemies will eat it. Al tikre behola, ela, bechala, because of the sin of chala. V'im noistin, but if you do give chala, is baruch, and you get a blessing. Shenemar, v'reishis harisechem, titnu lakoyen, lohniach bracha al beisecha. The beginning of the truma you shall give to the koyen to give a bracha unto your house. The sky stops giving Torah due. The hayoker hayve, and there's a lot of inflation. Vahasachar oved, and any profit gets lost. B'nei adam ratzin achar parnasasin, but in Magin, people running after the parnasin, they don't reach it. Shenei mar tziyag amchayim yigzulu meimei shalek shaul chata'u. What do you see from that pasuk? My mashma, tana de be'er b'shmal, b'shvil dvarim shetzvisi eschem. So that's the word tziyah. Because of the things that I command you, b'meis hachama, during the summer, which is to take off truma ma'isus, v'loya sisim, it will be stolen from you the waters of the winter, the waters of the snow during the winter. But if a person will end with this one, because it's Ve'im Noisin, if a person does give truma, Mizbaruch, and he gets a bracha, Shenemar, Avihu is called a miser, El Beis Ha'itzer, brings all the miser to Beis Ha'itzer, Ve'hi Teref, Be'beis Yu, Be'chanun, No, Be'zoi, Sama, Shem, Tzvakas, Em Lo'yav, Tech, Lecha, Mesa, Rubas, Hashemai, Ve'rekoisim, Lechem, Bracha, Ad Be'li, Dai. Anybody know where this is from? This is this past week's Haftarah. My Ad Be'li, Dai, Amarami, Barav, Amarami, Amarav, Ad, Sheyivlu, Sif, Sif, Sechem, Milemer, Dai. Until your lips are going to be worn out from saying the word "dai." Enough. There's just so much food, Hashem. Thanks for giving us so much food. All right. So since this is a bracha, we'll stop over here. And yeshakoyach, everybody. All right. Have a great one.
Thank you, Rabbi.